There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Sorry. You like that?
Yeah,
Can you do that?
Can I do it? Yeah. Whoa! Hey there, everybody!
I didn't say whoa.
No.
I just said, oh!
Oh. Oh!
Oh, I thought you said, oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh.
Totally different. Holy mackerel, Batman. Akos Jankura, John Cremins, Doug Steffen. I didn't hear Akos do, whoa!
Oh, that's right. You gotta do whoa.
Whoa.
No.
Oh.
Nah. Damn, that's weak.
But I'm a horseman. I say whoa.
Whoa. So I saw that movie with Clint Eastwood's son riding the bull. And
how was that?
Well, it's the reason I bring it up is because there are a lot of horses in the movie. And the horse people, I have a close friend who has a bull, owns one of those bulls. And when I look at the bull and I see how dangerous that stuff is and compare it to the gentility of a horse, most horses, I mean, there are some that are that can be a challenge, especially if you break, you're in the business of breaking horses, which is a whole different thing. But the difference between a horse, you see, I always say cows are smarter than horses. That doesn't mean, in this circumstance, the way they breed these bulls and what they teach them to do and how they do it is horrendous. And I think if you knew exactly what went on, you never have anything to do with them any more than you would somebody like Michael Vicks with the way he did the pit bulls. You know, a lot of people say pit bulls are horrible animals. They aren't. You can do anything. I could have made Charlotte into somebody or something that was really nasty if that was my ilk. What these animals become are the same as what your family become. If you teach your children to be really sweet, honorable, and good contributors to society, they will be. If you, more importantly, if you show them by example, because they'll do whatever their environment shows them to do. It's not the old do as I do, do as I say, it's do as I do. Everybody finds as they grow up that we're emulating whatever it is that we see around us. And that's true for animals, especially for dogs, and I think for horses and cows as well. I know that whenever I've sold a lot of my cows in the last couple of weeks, and the people who buy them say, I can't believe how easy they are to lead, how gentle they are, how friendly and familiar they are. That's because that's how we raise them. We don't raise them to be crazy. We raise them.
Do you like the movie?
Back to the movie. Thank you, John.
Well,
I was waiting for the movie review.
Yeah,
I went into the theater to see the new James Franco, Joshua Hill movie, which I didn't like at all. So then I just do what I often do, and that's walk around the theater. If I'm by myself, I just go from theater to theater to see if it's a movie I like. And I happened to go in
what?
To see this. I went in. I go from theater to theater just to see.
But is the movie halfway through, or do you wait?
Well, sometimes it is. Sometimes you just get it
around the theater.
I knew in the case of the bull riding movie, I knew enough about it so that I was okay going into it about halfway through. And so it's the usual bill of fare.
The young kids, the guys supervising.
Yeah,
it's like going into Star Wars and like seeing just the last.
No, you couldn't manage that. No. So you'd have to go back and you'd have to make sure that you went into the movie. See, here's how you do this, John. You want me to teach you how to do this?
Yes.
This is how you do it.
Yeah.
You go into the, you look at the times, and so I might take, when I'm in California, I might want to see two or three movies, and if they're all in the same place, I time it so one movie gets out at the same time the other one is starting and move around that way. So that you can see.
The ticket takers know about this?
The ticket takers?
Yeah.
And they don't care. You know. I find that most of them, they don't make money. The money that goes to the movie producers comes from the ticket sales. They make their money selling you popcorn at $8 for two kernels. That's where the money comes from. They don't really, I find they don't really care.
Yeah, and actually, you don't rub your nose. The money that's set up to the movie when you buy it.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't rub their nose in it, but I figure I'm patronizing them well by buying some of their stuff.
So you don't feel like you had an incomplete experience by not seeing the entire movie?
Well, in this circumstance, I don't think there was that much to the movie. I think you might feel that way if, in fact, you didn't have a good experience. And I, by the way, I don't have any qualms about doing it for this movie because I thought the movie that I went to see was awful. There was something about it that was dark, and I was expecting something at the end that I didn't want to see because I can't stand violence, and I don't want to see, you know, some kind of horrible ending where, you know, what you're experiencing doesn't leave you happy when you walk out of the movie.
Then you probably hated Braveheart then, right?
I never went to see Braveheart. I wouldn't see it. I knew how violent that was going to be. No, not interested. It's like having a bad therapy session. When you walk out and you're like, oh, wow, that was
like,
good.
Remember when I told you the was it the bucket list? I mean, I wanted to go out and kill myself after that movie.
Well, you know what? I thought that was a good movie. That movie.
You're at the
had
end
a
of your life, and you want to just, you know.
So one guy said, "I wanted to kill myself at the movie." The other guy says, "I thought it was a great movie." There's a big range in there. You know? Us humans are different.
Right. That's what we are, you see. And that's a good point, Akos. And that comes around to even our experience here on My Cool Inventions, where we have these people who come to us every week. We have four different contenders who are unique. They have an idea. We're trying to encourage them. Some are further along than others. I was looking at the list from last week. And by the way, congratulations to John Vadnais, who was on with us on Thursday with the Securitank. Got 92% thumbs up. We had a couple of 80 percentile people last week. We had a couple of good ideas. I liked Al Crawford, even though his necktie thing was, it was okay, but I liked him. And I think
a positive spirit.
Akos, do you think that for those of you who don't know, who are new to the program, Akos Shankar is probably one of the most successful salespeople of items on these home shopping networks, whether it's QVC or HSN. And I wonder, there have to have been studies done, but I mean, there's so much money. My God, there's so much money in all of this stuff. There has to be some focus group study on whether or not how much of what's sold is because the people who are watching actually like the presenter, like the person, like you. There must be some Q ratings on you because you've been doing this for a long time. And it isn't just that you get results and that's why you keep coming back and you're successful at it. But is it because you have good products or is it because you are an affable spokesperson? John, you've been on the other side. How has it worked over your career of 28 years in selling stuff on these home shopping channels? Is it just because the product is good or does the audience really react and buy more because they like the person who's selling the stuff?
What do you think, Agus? I mean, you've had hosts that are good, mm-hmm. you know, when you work with me, that were exceptionally good.
ruined it for all their other hosts.
Yeah, well, yeah. And you've had hosts that are just kind of blah.
It has
a lot, don't know how to close.
So what it has a lot to do is trust. So what happens is that when a new host or somebody they don't trust, they don't respond, no matter what they're selling. It could be really great products. And it really, I can, as a guest, I can feel it because I cycle through the hosts all the time. And I realize which ones the audience trusts, which ones the audience don't trust as much. And it takes a long time for the audience to trust. What do they say? The average consumer watches something for 16 hours before they make their first purchase.
Yeah.
16 hours of
something. Really?
They're not just shoveling through or flipping through and going, I'll buy that.
But they'll have to have seen that host, you know, a lot of times. Yeah. Kind of understand how they work, what they're talking about, if they look like they're honest. If they say they own everything, they don't. Yeah. And you automatically know they're lying every time they talk.
Yes, sincerity and trust is everything. And I think, and I've seen hosts who they trust who could sell anything. Oh, my goodness. I watched them sell 10, 15,000 units where another host would only sell 5, 6,000 units. And it really narrows down to how much they trust the person they're watching. And that's everything. Think about it. When you think about you trust the product, you trust an invention, you trust the claims, you trust the benefits,
mm-hmm.
that's what makes you reach into your wallet to buy it.
Is that true with advertising in general? Do you think product sales in general?
Very much so, very much. And I think that's why you see the cute aspect, or you see the, you know, the Shaq getting into a Buick. You see the Old Spice man.
Yeah.
They're a little bit funny, but funny can be trust. You know, makes,
see, but that's
makes
the,
trust you feel comfortable with.
You feel
comfortable.
There's a combination of things when we go back to when we were kids. Old Spice means quality, said the captain to the bosun. So look for the package with the ship that sailed the ocean.
That's why I bought
Old Spice. Yeah, I mean, how many years has it been? I probably haven't heard that for 35 years.
Radio, that was before TV. That was before TV. Like, I don't recall that.
It's hard to do that song by Morse code.
I was thinking the guy with the horse that turned into the ship that turned into that guy, that whole series. Remember the guy? That was
the new one. The new one.
Really, I don't remember that one. All right, so anyway, the point here being that why you buy things. And the other question that I've always had about these channels, and let me think about this and then come back to it. I want to know if there is a profile of the average person who purchases things.
Yes, there is.
Okay, so I want to know about that.
She is a 50-year-old plus woman.
Tell us about that in a moment. Right. You're listening to My Cool Inventions Radio.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-208-0871. 800-208-0871. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-500-1061 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-500-1061. 800-500-1061.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Oh!
You can speak anytime, sir.
No, I was going back to the 23 half the hour, my cool inventions radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Akos Jankura and John Creemans. We are here to celebrate Keith Barclay, who has a soap seat for us in the next half hour. I'm not sure what to think about that, but didn't we have him on with us before?
He actually, yeah, from the Houseware Show. He had a soap, the soap tainer, then where you could put the bulk soap in.
Yeah, yeah. Now he's got a seat made out of soap.
Yep.
This ought to be interesting.
Well, no, it's not.
A clean butt, anyway.
Not a seat. It's actually a phenomenal soap dish. It's actually one of the best soap dishes.
Hey, John, do you know how to run the control room there? Can we get some more volume out of Akos, or is there some prejudice? You trying to sound louder than him so you sound better than him? What's the story?
No.
More.
We have all the microphones on our desk. John is preparing to, we're packing up today, because tomorrow we're heading to San Diego to the Response Expo, where many, many inventors are going also, and we're going to be there doing the show there from there and interviewing all the invention community. That's a big event in the invention community. Is San Diego. It's called the Response Expo.
You're staying at the Hotel del Coronado, I hope.
The Hilton Bayfront. We're going to be right where the convention is.
Really? Del Coronado is a wonderful place. If you've never been there, at least go over there and have a meal while you're there.
Close to the border or what?
It's not far from the border, but it's just one of those really classic American sort of places that when you go there once, you'll never forget it. It just is one of those places. You'll know what I'm talking about when you...
Is it right nearby downtown or no?
It's not far. No, it's on the beach, but it's not far from downtown. Pretty much everything. That's what I like about San Diego. There's not much that's... Well, first of all... It's pretty much a continuum from Los Angeles down to San Diego anyway, with the exception being the Air Force Base or Army Base or whatever that is. Navy. It's there. Navy, isn't it a Navy base there? Okay.
Yeah, big ships, big aircraft carriers there.
No, that's in San Diego Harbor. There's, as you travel down Route 5 from L.A. to San Diego, there is Camp Pendleton, which is more of it's an Army base. A lot of war games go on. There's just below the nuclear power plant that they shut down. But that's the only space between all of Los Angeles County and Orange County, when you go down, there's about a 14-mile along Route 5, a 14-mile space where you don't see any development, and that's it. When you, other than that, there is just complete wall-to-wall everything from down there. So when you get to the Del Coronado or you're into San Diego, the continuum obviously stops because you can spin into Tijuana from there. But there's a wonderful, it's one of those classic places that you can go to that you will never forget. Just go over there and have a meal and you'll see what I'm talking about. So anyway, I wanted to go back for a moment, if we can, to the profile, a 50-year-old woman who is the person who actually is the profile of this radio program, or My Radio Enterprises, is a 41 to 54-year-old woman. That's who I really, and you probably learned this as well, when you're looking at the camera, Akos and John, you're talking to one person. Even though you're talking to millions of people, you're only talking really to one person. You relate to that person. And so in terms of what I do on the radio, I like to, for the most part, think that we're talking to a woman. And I used to have, in one of the studios I used to have a cutout of a woman who was that person. And so you're telling me that that's basically who they're pitching to on the home shopping channels.
Yes, I think, John, I guess you were at more meetings to describe the customer than I was.
And that puts it pretty much in perspective. But also a woman that's actually affluent, has money.
Has money, yeah.
You know, anywhere from five to, nurse. You know, to six figures.
Yeah.
And actually, when you think about it, Akos and myself, over $3 billion of sales to that person.
Really?
That individual.
Man, that person's got a lot of dough.
Well, no, but think about that, though. I mean, that means that,
no, I understand.
In that age group, yeah, they trust what we say.
Yeah, really. That's a big thing as well. That's part of what we're talking about here in pitches. Something for those of you who want to pitch to keep in mind, it must be that you come across as trustworthy. 28 after the hour on My Cool Inventions.
Our nation was built on dreaming big. But will the next generation have to dream small when looking at the future? If Congress passes legislation that weakens our patent system, it'll be a huge blow to American inventors and jobs. People won't invest in startups. Jobs will get shipped overseas. Inventors won't be able to defend against foreign knockoffs. And the economy will take a hit that can't be reversed. Take action now at SaveTheInventor.com to help protect the American dream.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it. Log on to MyCoolInventions.com and submit your product or idea today.
That's a really good idea.
This is Akos the Solutionist. Submit your product to MyCoolInventions.com. You could be on our show.
Brilliant. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Times sure have changed since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have video games like today, but that's not to say we didn't have fun. One of my favorite games was Don't Get Kicked by the Goat. Now that's some real excitement, especially when someone lost. Yep, back then we knew two things, how to have a good time, and that Geico was always a good deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Thanks for being here on the My Cool Inventions Radio Hour, featuring Akos Jankura and John Kremens. They are on their way to San Diego to find more of you who are entrepreneurs, who are inventors, who have come up with so many great things. I look at every day, I go through the news of who is doing what with their mind, ideas, new ideas. Most of this stuff comes from, for whatever reason, consumer electronics world. I think they're probably more, if adept is the right word, or we expect more because there's maybe more money involved in all of these things, the video games, the smartphones, anything that could be considered technology. It seems to me there is the world, the sky's the limit. Yet the people that we have on this program, I'm looking ahead to some of the other folks who will be on with us this week. There's a hygiene person on tomorrow. I'm not sure what to make of the woman who's going to be on with us on Wednesday. Am I going to hear by myself, or you guys are going to be, you're going to be on with me?
I'll do like we normally do.
Okay, all right. Then
it'll be 6 o'clock their time.
Right. I was going to say though, Doug, I maybe disagree with you on that.
On which?
On the electronics, there's many electronic things, but very few things break through in electronics. If you think
because?
First of all, it's very competitive.
Yeah.
Margins are very minimal, and the biggest companies in the world compete in that space. So what happens is the entrepreneur, in order to make an impact in those areas, is very difficult. It's actually one of the hardest places to make any money at all. It's like one of those maybe 1 in 10,000 things break through, and of course that person makes a lot of money, mm-hmm. but in order to get on that plane, feel. You never hit the singles and bunts and doubles. You're constantly, only the home runs make it through. Whereas in the consumer world, like soap dishes and kitchen gadgets and stuff, you actually stand a chance of doing a single and a double and making some coin. And I think that's why you see the lower hanging fruit is the non-electronics.
That's what I said. Most of the popular inventions we have are non-electronic.
Right.
And they have nothing to do with anything that I just talked about. What gets people's attention, and maybe that speaks to what we do here, the simple things, again, going back to the person that you were talking about, to whom we are speaking, the 40 and 50-year-old women who listen to this program and who would buy sorts of things that we are talking about. But yet I'm betting that if we were to analyze the voting, because that's what we do, after we present in a minute, we're going to be Keith Barkley again, and then you'll be able to text the 22333 thumbs up or thumbs down for his invention. The people who are voting are mostly people who are in business. I find that what I think about the audience is that many of them are people who are who are self-employed, have their own businesses, and they're intrigued by people, and they want to encourage these people. That's why we send you we have these Dream Big America contests every week on Friday. We go through in this hour the three winners. A couple of them come from My Cool Inventions, and some of them are abetted by the staff at Dream Big America. But then at the end of the month, we have the three winners from the previous three Fridays and put them on and come up with one big winner. But the people who vote, we have analyzed at Dream Big America, are small business people, entrepreneurs, inventors, folks who want to support those who are in the same basic kettle of fish that they're in. Yeah, that's a way to support those who are like you. And let's face it, we do like to support those who are like us. I think that happens. And all right. Go ahead.
I was going to say, like us is Keith Barkley.
Yes, go ahead.
So I was going to think, people always come to me and say, what's the best thing for an invention? What's going to make it big? And I always say the same thing. Discover the doorknob. Put something that everybody uses every single day.
Fire, any of those things.
Anything we use every single day, all the time. Those are the best inventions. And you think about it, there's very few of those left. But sometimes you can improve on something that's already out there. For example, the soap dish. I actually don't have a soap dish anymore because I gave up on them. I use soap. It sits there on the corner of my sink there. It gets all yucky and whatever happens to it. It sits in its own water. Yeah. It decays. It's a big mess. And I gave up on the soap dish. Well, Kevin has come up with a solution for the soap dish. Keith Barkley come up with a solution for the soap dish. It is awesome. In fact, so awesome when I saw it, I had to have one because it's just a great soap dish. Keith, welcome to the program again.
Hey, thanks for having me again. Appreciate it.
You've developed the soap seat. Tell everybody why the soap seat is so unique and so important.
Well, I mean, really, for thousands of years, soap dishes have really, remained the same. They fill with water, and your soap becomes a slimy mess. And me, too, same thing. I gave up on them, and I just put the soap on the counter. I just figured I'd wipe the counter every once in a while. Really, just ended up making a mess. So I was like, we really need a soap dish that looks nice. I mean, a high-end, really class-looking soap dish that actually works. I mean, you can get a real nice sector of soap dish, and it doesn't work, or you can get a soap saver, and they end up just getting as gross as the soap itself. So I thought there was space for a really nice-looking soap dish that's going to last a long time that actually works. So we really focused on every little detail to make it the perfect soap dish. So, we just hit every single angle. We wanted to make sure it didn't leave rust stains on your counter like half the soap dishes I've done. We didn't want it to break if it fell off the shelf in the shower, and we just wanted to make sure your soap actually really just dried and, just didn't get all scummy. And, that's what we've done. We really come up with a winner here.
So Doug, when I first saw it, look, one of the coolest things about it, he's got this reflective chrome sort of finish on it, and the chrome picks up the reflection of your own counter. So it kind of gives an optical illusion. It blends in, which is a really high-end look. It actually, I spend so much money on my kitchen counters and my counters, right? I get these special rocks or stones that Celeste picks up, right? And all these designs in them. And it reflected it perfectly, and it looks like a high-end soap dish, which is, what appealed to me about it, because I think there's there is room for a soap dish. I'm spending so much money on my counter. I might as well put the most important thing that I use there, make it look great too. So Keith, what we're gonna do? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if people spend so much money in their kitchens and bathrooms, but then they have to get these cheap, ugly soap savers to put their soap on. So we wanted to fix that, and the soap dish is actually a polished nickel. It's not even chrome. We went with nickel because it's a warmer look, and actually really looks like the surface that it sits on. You know, it's just got it's incredible. It's really, really nice tennis.
So what we're going to do is we want you to give your best 60-second pitch and win over our listening audience. And audience, the listener votes. What they'll do is they'll go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, vote thumbs up or thumbs down. If you're out and about in the car, you can text the word thumbs up, T-H-U-M-B-S-U-P, one word, don't leave a space, one word to 22333 or thumbs down to 22333. Or you can phone us at 1-888-877-0490. That's 3-8-8-7-7-0-4-9-0, and just say thumbs up or thumbs down, and we'll tabulate all the votes to see if Keith Barkley has a winner with his new soap seat. So, Keith, are you ready?
I'm set.
Let's do it.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Decorative soap dishes filled with water, leaving your soap a slimy mess. And soap savers are ugly and get just as gross as the soap itself. We at Creed Bear have designed a beautiful, high-quality soap dish that works better than any soap saver. Soap seat never fills with water and allows your soap to completely dry. The interchangeable dishwasher-safe Triton top tray removes for easy cleaning and comes in four colors that are formulated to complement any bathroom decor. Soap seat back legs adjust so you can use it at a raised rim sink, on the rounded edge of a tub, or at any flat surface like the shelf in your shower. Its feet are soft silicone to help with grip and to protect your bathroom surfaces. The base has an incredible polished nickel finish which actually takes on the look of the surface it's sitting on. Get soap seat on Cuvair.com for $24.95, and please go to mycoolinventions.com and vote thumbs up for soap seat. Finally, the perfect soap seat.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You can only make millions.
Great job, Keith. The listeners are voting. We're watching the votes pour in. Vote by going to mycoolinventions.com and hit the vote button. Hit thumbs up or thumbs down. Text the vote, texting the word thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333. John, this is one of those ones. But you know how I always say, if it's a penny over 19, go to 29, right?
Yeah.
And if it's a penny over 29, go to 59. That's kind of my sort of pattern. This is one of those ones that I can see it being an expensive soap dish, and I would pay for it. I really would, because I loved it. When I saw it, I loved it. You know, Celeste Dragos was over there.
Yeah,
she wanted to buy one for every single counter we had and one for all the relatives, you know?
Yeah.
And so that was a really big impact. Mm-hmm. And Celeste is not quite, you know, the Shopping Channel customer, a little younger, but getting there, right?
Yeah. So,
but $24.99, do you think you should go to $29, or should you find a way to break it under $20? What do you think? Or just leave it at $25? What do you think?
You know, if you were to get all the different inserts so you could actually match it, maybe, I don't know.
Oh, the inserts.
Remember, because
they had little, like, inserts were white or off-white. Were there different inserts in there, clear? I can't remember now.
Yeah, you can get it, and I mean, it comes in four colors. So, I mean, if you wanted to, you can buy an insert separately for, like, $9.95 on the website. So if you have a white sink and, you know, say you want the stuff just to be white one week, and then, you know, throw the tray in the dishwasher and, you know, put a different color, and you can do that without having to buy a whole new soap dish.
Okay, so you only get one when you buy it, right? For $24.95, you get the top, you get the insert, and the bottom, right? The base?
You get the one, yeah. You just get
so
the
could
one,
you
right,
could right? you make it where you get Hollywood. The base, and then you get two of the inserts? And make
if
it $24.95?
You can do that, yeah. Yeah, you can do that at the on the website.
Huh, okay.
You know, in the packaging, we have the soap dish and the one tray, whatever color you want.
You could push it at $29.95 two inserts.
I'm thinking like a Shopping Channel buyer now. I think, yeah. What would our Shopping Channel buyer, would she take a gamble at $25 for a soap dish, or would she want two of them? Like, I think... I was thinking of the Shopping Channel... Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say that the second tray might be the way to go. You know, because what I like about it is I take the tray, like after a week, I take the tray out, and I just pop a brand new one in, a nice clean one, and throw the other one in the dishwasher. So you don't even have to clean the soap dish. It's just, you know, the tray is made out of Eastman's Triton material, which is just, it lives in the dishwasher. It's made in the dishwasher.
So where are you making them? Where are you making them now? They're here, North America.
They're being made in China. My design company's down that way.
You find the nickels cheaper over there? It's a commodity all around the world. It's got to be the same price
everywhere.
The biggest
issue with this soapfish is it requires assembly. The adjustable legs, they come down. There's little stainless steel screws in it. There's actually quite a bit of assembly to it to get all the features. One day I'll check it out over here. But, we're just getting started. Again, we watched this at the Houseware show. So we're.
And how's it selling? How's it selling on your website?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. It's selling good. I mean, we're working on marketing and trying to get the word out. Here and there.
So here's what I might suggest. I want to test this. What I might suggest is go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the sell here button. On hour two and hour three, some other program that we do on the weekend, we'll test this. We'll sell it for you. We'll test it and see if there's any response. One thing that we do with the inventors is we sell it for you. It's not a profit center for us. We try to pull the audience, basically, to see if they'll buy it. And that's usually the criteria that HSN and QVC ask us for. If you've sold it, what kind of dollars per minute are you getting? And they try to extrapolate it to their formula. So that might be. We'll test it on one of the weekend shows and see if the audience. Yeah. I love the item. I do. I voted thumbs up.
I think it was a general consensus. We all liked it, right?
The pricing is the issue. I think the pricing is the sensitive part that I hesitate. Doug, what do you think on the pricing on this thing?
Well, I think that you said something that made a lot of sense in terms of. As I'm listening to you describe it, I'm remembering what the bathroom looked like at your house that I used, and where the soap dish was. Or I think if I remember correctly. It was the kind of squeeze the bottled soap.
Yes, it was. In your bathroom, that's what we did.
Yeah. But the reflection on the counter, making it blend in, I come from a space now that's a lot different. My experience in the last 3 years at going for the best instead of just whatever was easy has changed my whole outlook on things like this. And I probably wouldn't pay attention, frankly, to the price. This is the first time you've ever heard me say that. But I probably wouldn't pay if it was as described and did what you're suggesting it would do. I would think this would be a quality addition to any bathroom. And a couple of bucks here or there isn't going to make any big difference. So I'm not focused on the price, which is unusual, but I'm not in this thing. I think it...
Yes, we're actually saving money with them because we would go through two soap dishes a year. You end up throwing them out because they get rusty or they just get so nasty you can't clean them.
Right.
And, the soap lasts like twice as long. Yeah. So you actually save money within the first year.
So you need to be voting. Text 22333 and do thumbs up or thumbs down. There, or you can dial 888-877-0490 to vote, or you can vote as usual at mycoolinventions.com. So give Keith a special place if you think that it's very cool. Help yourself. mycoolinventions.com.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4-inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off. Bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store. And 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Geico is available 24/7, unlike Billy, my boyfriend, who is apparently available 24/never. And with Geico's claim status update, after I report a claim, I receive update alerts through my Geico app. Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. I sure would like to be updated on why you can't return a text. Maybe I should just be dating Geico.
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4255. 4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free, comes with your first order, and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also, get a free book entitled Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed, or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Right now, a pirate takeover of an oil tanker is being thwarted off the coast of Africa. Right now, terrorists are being watched from 10 miles in the stratosphere. Right now, a school is being built for children in a third world country. Right now, America's Navy is working around the world, around the clock, protecting everything we hold dear back home. Visit Navy.com to learn more.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A focus on security and security lapses.
I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters.
Gage is under arrest after scaling the White House last night. Fence and landed on the South Lawn, just the latest in an embarrassing series of breaches that security and security lapses.
I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters.
A person carrying what authorities described as a suspicious package is under arrest after scaling the White House fence last night. The intruder was reportedly able to clear the nearly some of this year's safety measures.
For the first time, we are using anti-drone technology out on the route. We'll have detectors in several locations just to increase, again, the safety of the whole event.
Both uniformed and undercover officers will line the marathon route. They'll be accompanied by bomb detection dogs as well as enhanced security checkpoints. Police are not banning people from bringing large backpacks or other bags, but such items might be subject to search. Johar Tsarnaev was found guilty 12 days ago of carrying out the bombing attack that killed three people and injured more than 200. 260 others. Tomorrow, the jury that convicted him reconvenes to determine his sentence, life in prison or the death penalty. While the panel of 12 plus 6 alternates does not have to report to court today, the judge overseeing the trial has ordered them to stay away from the 26.2-mile course today. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
It's a new week on Wall Street with the markets coming off a rough day last Friday. The Dow dropped 280 points, closing the week at 17,826. NASDAQ down 76 points. S&P fell 24. A half dozen terrorism suspects under arrest in the Midwest and on the West Coast. Federal officials said late yesterday that they had arrested six people in San Diego and Minneapolis. Federal agents reportedly have been investigating as many as 15 young people from the two cities who traveled to Syria to support the terrorist group ISIS over the past year. Business at the box office over the weekend.
3, 2, 1. Let's do this.
Furious 7 keeping its distance ahead of the competition. Another $29 million this past weekend. Number one again in theaters. And finally, a leftover from the weekend worth mentioning. If you are of a certain age or happen to be a young historian, you would remember when music was played on a disc made of vinyl. This past Saturday was the 9th annual Record Store Day. More than 1,400 record stores across the country held all sorts of special events. And make no mistake, record stores have enjoyed quite a resurgence. In recent years, hundreds of new record stores have opened up across the country. Here's a record store customer who says the sound of music on vinyl is unique.
Nothing like that good old-fashioned record when you can put that needle on, you hear that sound. It's nothing like it.
Excuse me, pal, could you make that sound again? Oh, you mean this sound. And this is a 45 of Ringo Starr, who, by the way, was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland Saturday night as a solo artist, joining his fellow Beatles as Hall of Famers. I have to tell you, music does sound better on a turntable. And you know, when playing an LP or 45, it does this when you pull the plug. Conversely, this is what you get when you plug it back in. That is called wowing a record. There you go. Your lesson in Vinyl 101. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.